presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman, valiant, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with a physical structure never before realized by mortal men. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap a high building at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target. Superman, friend of the weak and the oppressed, who carries on a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent as Superman, he was on his way to the Happyland Amusement Park to foil a diabolical plot to set the park on fire. Midway Martin, owner of a rival amusement park called Carnival Town, has already made two attempts to ruin Happyland after trying unsuccessfully to buy it at one-tenth its value from Nancy Bardet, its youthful owner. Both times, Superman stepped in at the crucial moment and prevented catastrophe. Once when the parade of horses were made to bolt and carry Nancy Bardet to death, and once when a piece of track was removed from the amusement park roller coaster. But this time, Midway Martin and his henchman Kelly plan to set fire to Happy Land and raise it to the ground. Having overheard their plan, Superman is on his way to Happy Land in order to wait there for Martin and Kelly and catch them in the act. In the meantime, Nancy Bardet and her close friend Lois Lane, star girl reporter of the Daily Planet, have become worried about Kent and his whereabouts. Together they have come to Carnival Town looking for Kent, unaware that Midway Martin is waiting for them. Waiting anxiously, a new, even more diabolical plan for getting possession of Happy Land running through his mind. Listen.
Oh, I don't wonder that Martin tried to buy you off, Nancy. This place hasn't a chance now that Happy Land's open. It's just a dump.
I'm not even thinking about that now, Lois. Frankly, I'm worried. If anything happened to Mr. Kent, I'll never forgive myself.
Well, if anything does happen, it'll be his own fault. It's about time he learned to mind his own business. Where do we find Martin?
He has an office in that little shack over there.
Well, come on. Clark Kent's been here. We'll find out soon enough. There's a light. Somebody's in. Hold it, I'll knock.
Lois, do you think this is the right thing to do?
Shh. Someone's coming.
Well, Miss Bardet, this is a pleasure. Come right in. You are the last person in the world I expected to see at Carnival Town, Miss Bardet.
Well, you won't see us for very long, Mr. Martin. Where's Mr. Kent?
I'm afraid I don't know you, young lady.
My name is Lois Lane. I'm a reporter for the Daily Planet.
Oh, the Daily Planet, huh? Well, that's very interesting. Very interesting.
Has Mr. Kent been here, Mr. Martin?
Who is Mr. Kent?
You don't have to put on an act for us. All we want is information. Where's Clark Kent?
Is this man Kent a particular friend of yours, Miss Lane?
What difference does that make?
Quite a lot of difference, as you'll soon discover.
Now listen, Mr. Martin. I'm sick and tired of wasting time with you. Unless I get a decent answer out of you, I'll call the police.
Please, Mr. Martin, tell us where Mr. Kent is.
Mr. Kent is perfectly safe for the time being.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. Nothing will happen to Mr. Kent, providing I get what I want.
Where is it? What have you done with him?
That's my business, Miss Lane.
I'm going to make it the business of the police.
Give away that phone.
I will not. Operator.
Give me that phone.
Hope.
I'm giving the orders now.
You can't get away with anything like this, Lois, please.
Well, he can't. I'll have him thrown into jail.
I don't think you'll do anything, Miss Lane. If you want to see Kent again.
Mr. Martin, why are you doing this? What is it you want?
I want the Happyland Amusement Park. And I'm willing to pay $15,000 for it.
Well, you can't have it at any price, you blackmailer.
Please, Lois. Happy Land belongs to me. I can do anything I want with it.
But you can't give it to that rat for one-tenth of what it cost to build.
I got the papers right here on my desk. Together with a certified check for $15,000.
Don't sign any papers, Nancy. He's nothing but a thief.
You keep out of this, girlie. Now, Miss Bardet.
If I sell Happy Land to you, will you release Mr. Kent?
Why, of course. That's part of the bargain. Sign right here.
Nancy, don't.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Midway. This is Kelly.
Oh?
Kelly. Hey, listen,
Midway. Where are you?
I'm trying to tell you. I ducked out the back window because I had to get to a phone. Kent, ship.
What?
Yeah, he beat it. When those Danes came and I went into the back room, I found him gone. The ropes are busted.
Why, that's impossible.
Well, maybe, but he ain't there. Now, what'll I do?
Get my car ready. We'll be leaving in 10 minutes.
Okay, Midway.
I'm sorry, Miss Bardette, but I haven't any time to waste. Sign right here.
She's not going to sign anything.
That suits me. I'll be seeing you.
What about Mr. Kent?
I'm afraid you won't see Mr. Kent again.
No. Come back. Let him go, Nancy. He's bluffing. Mr. Martin, come back.
Will you sign?
Yes, I will.
All right. Here's the bill of sale and a pen.
Oh, you're making a big mistake, Nancy.
That's none of your business, girlie.
He's bluffing, Nancy. There. I've signed it. Where's Mr. Kent?
Why, I'm afraid your smart little girlfriend was right, Miss Bardette. I was bluffing. Kent isn't here. You'll probably find him back at Happy Land. Well, so long. Thanks for everything.
Lois, he can't do that. Lois!
Well, he's done it.
But it's crooked. Can't we call the police?
Too late for the police. Now listen to me. I'm going to follow Martin. We've got to get that bill of sale back. By fair means or foul. You see if you can locate Clark Kent. Tell him to wait at Happy Land for my call. Is that clear?
But Lois, you can't go alone. Something may happen.
Now, don't you worry about me. You locate Clark. Tell him not to budge until he hears from me. So long,
now. Lois. Lois.
Leaving Nancy Bardette in tears, Lois Lane courageously follows Midway Martin into the darkness with no thought of the danger confronting her. An hour passes. And back at Happy Land, Nancy and Clark Kent anxiously await the telephone call that has not yet come. Listen.
You say Lois said not to budge from here until I heard from her, Miss Bardette?
Yes, that's what she said. Oh, you don't think anything's happened to her, Mr. Kent, do you?
Oh, no, I'm sure nothing has. Lois can take care of herself pretty well. Well, she was foolish to follow them alone.
Oh, I told her not to, but she wouldn't listen to me. Oh, why did all this have to happen? It's my fault.
Oh, no. You mustn't say things like that, Miss Bardette.
But it's true. I shouldn't have sold Happy Land at the beginning.
Well, you... Oh, that's Lois. I'll take it. Hello? Hello?
Is it Lois?
Well, hello? Doesn't seem to be anyone on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hang up and maybe she'll ring back.
Probably an out-of-town call. It's been over an hour since she left Carnival Town. Do you know whether Kelly went with Martin?
Well, I'm not sure. It's strange, but I still can't believe that Kelly was working with Martin all the time. How could I have been such a fool as to hire a man like that to run Happy Land? The very man who would do me the most harm.
Oh, well, after all, Miss Bardette, you didn't know he was Martin's henchman. You couldn't possibly have even guessed it.
I suppose not. Why doesn't Lois call?
Now, don't you worry. She will. Say, incidentally, Miss Bardette, that paper you told me you signed for Martin, what did it say?
Oh, I didn't even bother to read it. Nothing seemed to matter then. He said it was a bill of sale.
Did he give you a copy of it?
No. All he gave me was a certified check for $15,000. One-tenth of what Happy Land is worth.
Oh, well, I can see now why Lois was so anxious to follow Martin and recover the bill of sale. If we don't, I'm afraid Midway Martin is the new owner of Happy Land.
But, Mr. Kent, aren't there laws to protect people against crooks like Martin?
Yes, there are, Miss Bardette. From what you tell me, the transaction appears to be absolutely legal. After all, you signed a bill of sale, and he paid you $15,000 for the amusement park.
But Happy Land's worth $150,000. That's what my father spent to build it.
Well, we'll find some way of getting it back for you, Miss Bardette. If the law can't help us, we'll take other steps.
It's been 5 minutes since that phone rang. Oh, I'm getting nervous waiting.
Oh, now, oh, there it is. I'll take it. Hello? Lois? Lois, where are you? I can't understand you, Lois. Speak louder, will you? I still can't understand you. It's a bad connection, Lois. Wait a minute, will you? Operator.
Number, please.
Operator, this connection is bad. I can't hear the party.
One moment, please.
All right, thank you. It's Lois, Miss Bardette. But I can't hear a word she's saying.
Where is she?
Well, I don't know yet. Probably some country town.
Here's your party.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Clark. This is Lois.
Yes, Lois. Where are you?
I followed Martin and Kelly.
I know that, but where are you? Where are you calling from?
I think they discovered I was following
him. Lois, answer me, will you? Where are you?
Oh, I'll tell you. Now, listen carefully. I'm an old...
Lois! Lois! Operator! 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 Hello! Operator!
Where is Lois Lane? And what was responsible for the sudden interruption that put an end to her telephone conversation with Clark Kent? Did Martin and Kelly surprise her at the phone? Or has something even more sinister menaced the courageous girl reporter? How will Kent, a Superman, speed to a raid with nothing to go by but a few muffled words over the wire? Don't forget to tune in next time for the thrilling, smashing climax of the story.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.